This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. We appreciate it very much. Glad you're listening. 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. KTGO booming to the Bakken. And KLTC 1460 in Dickinson as well. KTGO up there in Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, and Williston. All right, cranking up another hour. Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor of the state of North Dakota, will join us. What did that text say a moment ago about someone that received some orders last night, Mr. Mitchell?
MP with the North Dakota National Guard got the call last night.
And the call was for a mobilization related to the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
So we anticipate that is what we will hear in a press conference that will happen about an hour and a half from now. News conference to provide an update on public safety measures is all we're being told in response to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, but we'll include Governor Jack Dalrymple, who would be the person that would make that announcement. So that'll happen at 11:30 today. Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer of Martin County, Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard, and Colonel Mike Gerhardt of the North Dakota Highway Patrol will all be there as well. Martin County Courthouse, 11:30 today. We'll have it for you live right here on What's On Your Mind. Call came in during the break. It's long. I want to get to it because I don't know if we'll have time as we go. So let's.
I know there's probably plenty of blame to go around, but I'm more of the opinion that I'm going to lay a lot of the blame on Dalrymple because he's been sitting on his hands this whole time. He hasn't done nothing. Law enforcement, they're doing a great job. They're stretched thin. They shouldn't even have to be there. They're taken away from their actual job and their duties to deal with these people. That is not, well, they can't say it's not their job, but their job is to be out there protecting and preventing things. These protesters, they've been on that land unlawfully since the start. And Dalrymple has done absolutely nothing. He comes out and he talks a little bit. And that's all he does. Him and Heidi Heitkamp are pathetic. And he's going to have this conference today at 11:30. Where's he been up to this point? No. You just said on there that they have 4,000 people there. Now you got a real mess because Dalrymple hasn't been doing nothing. Now we're going to call up the National Guard after we got a complete and total chaos going on. I mean, come on. It's all political. Everybody knows it's political. Dalrymple thinking about, oh my gosh, I don't want to be called a racist or whatever. ICAM's doing the same thing. A couple of so-called pathetic leaders are exactly what they are. This thing should have been handled from day one. It was unlawful from day one. Why were they allowed to stay there? That's all I got. Thank you, Mike.
We will give Lieutenant Governor Wrigley a chance to address some of those concerns when he joins us at the bottom of the hour. I'd ask others whether that's fair or unfair. Whether it's political correctness, you know, that's preventing it, whether it is there are no easy answers, what has been. And I will tell you this. I know that there has been an all-hands-on-deck, handling of this pretty much from the first early stages of this. Maybe not the first days, but certainly the first, week, 10 days into this, it's an every day, and it's everybody. And I think you have obviously the governor and lieutenant governor, who has a law enforcement background as a former U.S. attorney in it. But you also have, General Dorman and Colonel Gerhardt, who are rock solid in this. So there's a lot of people formulating this plan. So I think you're more critical than you need to be, but I would join you in saying it's time to put this to an end. Because look, there are a lot of ways this could end, and a lot of them are really, really ugly. They really are. And so it's time for, you can't, you know, like sanctuary cities, what do? They offend us to the core, right? That somehow, okay, you can't be here illegally as an immigrant, but we're going to have a sanctuary city and say it's okay. It's essentially becoming a sanctuary city down there. You can't have that. You can't legalize illegal behavior. And that's what's happening. Now, I think there's been negotiations. I think there's been discussions. Obviously, they've not borne much fruit. So it is time to act. I'm certainly with you on that regard. And leaders need to lead. So let's see what today brings, and let's see the difference that it makes. Stephen Bismarck, get your take on this. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Are you there, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Scott. I just got a kind of a question about the overall building of the pipeline, you know, and a kind of question towards you, pointing towards you, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, just Michaels, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the companies. I've actually worked for a couple of them. But I don't know how do you think this pipeline is going to work? They're pretty much all union employees. And, you know, I've heard you be just pretty much a Debbie Downer on unions and, you know.
You've never actually heard me be a Debbie Downer on unions. What you probably heard me be Debbie Downer on is union leadership, which is pretty good at the thug business. I separate the union worker, the rank-and-file union worker, from the political leaders. Not unlike what I do with Native Americans, by the way, because I think Native Americans, unfortunately, are poorly led. I think especially the political leadership. Scott Davis talks about that. The difference between a political leader of one of the Native American tribes versus the tribal leaders, and the difference, the character, the way in which they act, their word being good. Those kind of, and I separate that from the Native American people, who I have an enormous amount of empathy for, who certainly have not been well led. So same way there. So I have no issues with the pipeline and how it'll be built at all, and I think union workers do good work. They do, and I've never said anything bad about union workers.
You know, there isn't probably a non-union contractor in the country, maybe a few, that is actually big enough to handle a big job like this. You know,
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt it. So, I don't doubt it.
I just want to get that out there, you know.
It's a little ironic that you have, union workers being threatened literally by fence posts and all kinds of other things and needing protection from people who claim to be union supporters.
Yeah.
You know, but their worship of this insane idea that somehow a pipeline is a threat to the environment, especially the best of the best in technology and sensors and GPS every inch and everything else that is being utilized here. If anybody's truly concerned about pipelines, they ought not be concerned about this one. At all. So there's a lot of ironies playing out here. There's no doubt about that.
Okay. All right. You have a good day, Scott.
You too. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Speaking of that, one texter says, how do they figure they're digging up artifacts when 30 years ago they ran the northern border gas pipeline through there? The Dakota Access Pipeline is being run 25 feet away from the northern border pipeline through Morton County. I know this for a fact. Both lines run by my yard. If they're digging up artifacts now, they've been put there in the last 30 years. Get it done. Yeah. Again, facts are long gone from this argument. They are long gone, no doubt about it. That's a very good point. And I've said that for a while. That's one of the things the company deserved credit for following a corridor that had been used. I asked Brian Kolk about that, Public Service Commission member on this program, Energy Matters, I forget which. We've talked about that all along. You know, some have been critical. Okay, the Corps should have done the next layer of study, the environmental impact study. Why didn't they do that? Well, they didn't do that because they followed the same corridor. So, you can rent an expert, bring him in and say, oh, you're going to disrupt experts and artifacts, rather. And, our experts say if you do this, that'll happen. It's invented out of whole cloth. We're going to have the state archaeologist on tomorrow to talk about that. I understand he's down there today, but Because, you know, again, people see on social media, oh, they're bulldozing their graves. Why would they do that? I mean, seriously, folks. Seriously. Do you honestly believe this stuff? Scott and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm waiting here on the phone for a while, and some of the stuff is addressed. The governor's going to talk today and different things. I was going to say somebody from the governor on down has got to do something, but sounds like they're going to make an announcement, which is good. But I heard the caller from St. Anthony, and that struck a chord with me. Here it is. I'll tell you, if you got, they need to take care of it. I mean, they need to take care of it swiftly, because when you start affecting a school bus and our children, those who can't protect themselves, and they rely on us as parents and government, you know, we rely on the state government or federal government for some kind of protection, and now they're telling them to arm up. That's not good.
Not good at all, Scott. Very good points. This is not going to end well unless leadership takes over now.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's special guest, Don Ronsberg from the Department of Homeland Security, discusses the run, hide, fight concept.
Run, hide, fight is if you are confronted with an active shooter, no matter where you're at, run, hide, fight are the choices. So if you can safely get out of that building, then get out. You know where your exits are, where you can quickly get out. If you can't get out of the facility, find a place you can go where you can hide. We recommend knowing where safe rooms are in a facility, and a safe room is any type of a room that has a solid door, whether it's wood or steel, that you can lock it from the inside. You turn the lights off, you turn your phone off, and you wait until law enforcement responds and can let you out. And then as a last resort, you have to fight. You have to survive.
For more information on violence preparedness, go to www.ndse.org/homeandcommunities.
Look at the calendar and you know we have less and less sunlight every day. So what sunshine we do have, why not enjoy it? And bring it into your home with a sunroom from Four Seasons Sunroom, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. The nice thing about a sunroom is it's the one true investment you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. You have more room to live in, and it's beautiful. All glass room, that sun is just coming in. Could be a living room, a bedroom, a wonderful addition of any kind to your home. A lot of glass to choose from, 19 different styles, and it's not a six-month construction project. You literally can have it done in about a week, and it's added value to your home. Four Seasons Sunroom has been doing this in North Dakota since 1992. Give me another thing you can buy that'll be worth more in 10 years than it is today. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free and special financing, too. Call this number, 701-793-0710, 793-0710, for a free in-home estimate.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Protest on the pipeline crossing. I totally support their right to peaceful protest. Clearly, they've crossed that line time after time after time. I used to run to the casino fairly regularly. If the Fort Yates people can't get control of the situation, I will never go down there again. And I mean never. And I would hope there would be others that would take that same stance out of principle. That's all I have. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for the call back on What's On Your Mind. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome. Lots of texts to get to. We're getting calls during the break here. We appreciate your feedback on all of it, whatever you want to talk about today. That's why it's called What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA. You know, when you have to fill up, you get a lot of choices. And my choice every time is to look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA, because they help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields to North Dakota's oil fields. Come on in to a PetroServe location near you. You're going to find them in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck. They're over in Mandan, and then head east. You'll find them in Castleton. You find them in Valley City. You find them in West Fargo. Find them in Fargo and Moorhead and Dilworth, Bemidji, Wahpeton, Castleton. I mentioned that already. I guess Grafton. Growing number of locations throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. 4 for $4 special all day, every day is the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. 20-ounce drink and 2 cookies of your choice. Mmm, are they good? 4 items, $4. Also, all month long, the Cheez-Its are only 79 cents a pack. Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Or the North Dakota-made Giant Sunflower Seeds, your choice of flavors, $1.39 each. And remember, they have that $50,000 giveaway. New winners drawn every week, so you got to go in each week and register for the $50,000. Yeah. Let me get to a couple of texts that have come in here. And we'll get back to the calls in a second. I am wondering if I'm thinking of things in the wrong way or not, says this texter. Well, let's see if we can help. It seems to me that the root of most of the problems we have across this country is the fact that many feel it's more important to be politically correct than it is to follow the law. Political correctness is being enforced many times instead of the law. You're not wrong, which is why, defying all odds, Donald Trump is the Republican nominee for president right now, in my mind. And one of the reasons I believe he's going to win. I really do. I really do. Pray about it every day. I'll tell you what, that's the future of this country. Going back to a clip we played last hour about the threats to religious freedom, and specifically it was a Harvard professor quoting a Marxist economist from China who said the thing that surprised him most about America that he never really understood is that people voluntarily follow the law here, and they do because of religion. He just said, I didn't understand the role religion played in, you know, how critical it is to how democracy works in America, because people voluntarily choose to obey the law. And he's right. We do. But it isn't because it's the law. It's because we have, in most cases, faith and believe that we serve a higher power. So he's saying if religious freedom is removed because of, again, political correctness, to your point, what will America become? It's a very good point. Another texter says, so anyway, you're not thinking of things in the wrong way. You got them down. Another texter, there's a GPS every inch of that pipeline in every single weld. I've heard that. Yeah. Did every person who showed up to the protest walk to that location, or did they drive a vehicle that runs on gas or fuel? You know, fossil fuel? Oh, you folks are great. Another texter, I think the qualifications to be president are written in law. You have to be 35 years of age and be a citizen of the United States. I believe Hillary questioned the second part about Obama in 2008. Another texter, I have no idea why you even bother having Drew on. All we hear from this guy is lip service with no results to show. This is a waste of time having Drew on. Wow. Another texter, to the guy talking about the governor, I've been in the Guard for 13 years. There's protocols, and it takes time to get the Guard involved. You should look up those steps. You can't just get 2,000 Guard members together in 2 weeks. I can't imagine that's the number we're going to hear today. My guess would be 150 or less. In some sort of a function that would relieve law enforcement of necessary duties, in my mind, to go arrest people. What's missing in this whole operation is consequence for lawbreaking. And it's just a matter of logistics. If that number is true of 4,000 at the camp there, and they disperse to lawbreak as they see fit, just ask yourself how in the world you manage that. from a law enforcement perspective. Another texter, the law enforcement and National Guard are sworn to protect against all threats, both foreign and domestic. Once these protesters start harassing private citizens and children, they are a threat. It's time to put an end to it. Now, we heard from folks in the region, ranchers in the region, needing police escorts for a school bus. It's gotten out of hand. And this, by the way, memo to Chief Archambault and others who claim this for a peaceful protest. What's peaceful about harassing a school bus? What's peaceful about three of these folks in their bandanas turned into masks stopping a vehicle of bringing kids into school and turning them around? And why exactly are those masks necessary anyway? Anybody tell me? Texter, my question is this. I deliver equipment for a large publicly traded company. I've been told that I may have to deliver to the protest area. I heard on your show it's an illegal protest. So is it illegal for our company to be doing business with protesters? And could it be grounds for termination if I refuse to deliver to the protest site? We'll get you an answer to that question. Coming up from Drew Wrigley in a moment, because that question has come up before on this program. So we'll ask. Mark at Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. First, I'm with you on the masks. I've got to believe, hope those that people aren't from around here. I heard a couple of things last night. I can't substantiate them more than rumors, but the first one really upset me is that somewhere online there's a fund that's been raised for this protest that has $400,000 in it. I don't know if you've heard that or if anybody else has.
I've seen a number of GoFundMe pages and different things. I guess I haven't clicked on them to find out what they've raised, but this is a cause du jour for a lot of folks. It probably wouldn't surprise me. But I don't know the number. I can check it out, though.
The other thing I heard is that I don't know what faction or which part of this protest, but they were in town yesterday and cleaned out one of the big box stores in pepper spray.
Heard the same thing. Yeah.
And some other insecticides, too, that would be kind of nasty if they got sprayed at you. So.
All right, we'll get that question. If I don't get it in with Drew coming up here, I will get it in at the briefing today because it's a good one. We heard it, too. Thanks for the reminder, Mark. Harriet and Drake, tell me quickly what's on your mind.
I will get it in at the briefing today because it's a good one. We heard it, too. Thanks.
Okay. Harriet, are you there?
Hello?
Go ahead, Harriet.
They're angry because if they have burial sites and artifacts, you know, that are sacred to them, I think we'd be upset too if our grandparents' graves were bulldozed over. And
sure we would, but that's not happening. That's an allegation from a rent expert. But I agree with you. We would be upset if it was factual. It's just not factual. Thanks for the call, Harriet.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When it's time to fill up, you have a lot of choices. My choice, every time, PetroServe USA. The folks that help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's right. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better from the shadow of the Capitol. Bismarck Mandan locations, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, into Minnesota, Bemidji. They're down in Wahpeton. They're in Castleton. A growing number of locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Stop in for the best deals all day long, too, like the 4-for-4 special is the best, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and two cookies of your choice, four items, $4 all day, every day. Or take advantage of the great September specials like Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99, Kellogg's Cheez-Its for 79 cents, Giant Sunflower Seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 each. Don't forget the PetroServe USA $50,000 giveaway. New winners every single week, so come on in and get registered at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Two quick follow-up things here from the previous segment. One, we had a caller saying that he heard about a GoFundMe online fundraising operation for the Sacred Stone Camp. It was over $400,000. We did confirm that, that it is $403,925, and there's a couple of others as well. The other thing I wanted to finish for Harriet and Drake, who said, hey, wouldn't you be concerned if they were bulldozing your ancestors' grave sites, too. This is where the media is really, in my mind, done a terrible job. Most of the media, in just accepting things out of whole cloth for fact, when that has not been the case. As we said earlier, this pipeline path is the same as the northern border pipeline that was put in a number of years ago. So unless these artifacts, these historic artifacts, have just shown up in the last 20, 30 years, they would have already been done. The Public Service Commission has already gone through about 500 sensitive sites. We are going to ask tomorrow on the program the State Historical Society of North Dakota chief archaeologist. He is visiting the site today, and will join us tomorrow on the program. A fellow by the name of Paul Pica, I think is how you say it, Pecker or Pica, will join us tomorrow to talk about that. Right now we're joined by Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor of North Dakota. Drew, thanks for joining us on the program.
Scott, thanks for having me on.
I know how things go when you schedule a press conference, and you have one scheduled for 11:30, and the idea is show up at the press conference and we'll tell you what we need to tell you, but is there anything you can tell us about what will be announced today?
The governor's going to be making an announcement here in a while, and we're going to let that, I'll be joining the governor for that announcement and talking about just the types of response and proactive work going on behalf of the government of North Dakota and several subdivisions to ensure public safety and order surrounding the ongoing illegal protest based down south of Bismarck Mandan.
And by the way, that's at 11:30. We'll be covering that for our listeners that are listening, so stay tuned for that. But Governor Dalrymple joined by Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer, as well as Major General Al Dorman and Colonel Mike Gerhardt of the North Dakota Highway Patrol will be there for that at 11:30. Speaking of the governor, we had a call earlier, and I'm not going to play you the whole thing. I'll just play an excerpt of it. I want to give you a chance to respond to that was suggesting that more should be done by the governor, and what is he doing? Let me play that and give you a chance to respond.
Law enforcement. They're doing a great job. They're stretched thin. They shouldn't even have to be there. They're taken away from their actual job and their duties to deal with these people. That is not their job. preventing things. These protesters, they've been on that land unlawfully since the start. And Dalrymple has done absolutely nothing. He comes out and he talks a little bit. And that's all he does. Him and Heidi Heitkamp are pathetic. And he's going to have this conference today at 11:30. Where has he been up to this point?
Right, there was more, but again, I want to give you a chance to respond to suggesting that the governor had not been doing enough. What do you say to that?
Yeah, well, I just dismiss it out of hand. We've been working on this matter nonstop across many weeks and, doing what we can as we respond to the ongoing activities down there. Sometimes in public life, there's not enough public comment for people's satisfaction, and I understand that. But I walked out of a meeting right now with the governor, the Adjutant General, the Colonel of the Highway Patrol, and our Chief of Staff. And we've all spent innumerable hours working on this matter. I will take a strong exception to the idea that law enforcement shouldn't be involved in this. This is squarely a law enforcement function, and that is why we are dealing with it as such. It's a matter of public safety and public order, and that's the key in all of this, is maintaining the public safety and order. And some of these things are the moving target, and the activities that have sprung, the illegal activities, have been continual and in some points escalating coming out of that encampment. I called it an illegal protest some weeks back. That is full recognition of that by our administration. And it wasn't a slip of words. It was intentional because it's factual. It is an unlawful protest. You cannot lawfully participate in an unlawful protest. And while we've maintained throughout, the vast majority of people went down there to participate, hoping that they'd have a lawful protest, peaceful, and it's morphed into what it is today. And we continue to call on the good people who are participating, who have been there at the site and have been active in some of these protests, to call them to now extract themselves from what has clearly morphed into a very troubling circumstance and set of circumstances springing out of that camp.
We heard today from a rancher down near St. Anthony that said it is necessary for there to be a police escort of the school bus into their yard now to get their kids safely loaded up. I mean, what are we becoming that we need a police escort for school buses?
We are, I'm not aware of that particular incident that they were escorting. There was a school bus today that was turned back on one of the roadways because there was a call for some alarm that the road was being shut down by a protest that may have sprung up at some point. Additional information led us to conclude that the roadway had not been closed and that it was done out of an abundance of caution, and we're trying to convey that information out to the school system. There is, sometimes there's no predicting. It's become an unpredictable situation also. And so, that's one of the topics that we're meeting on this morning, and it's one of the matters that the preservation of public order throughout the entire region is one of the matters that's going to be addressed at the press conference this morning. And I can assure the caller and anyone else who's wondering that this is a matter that's been worked on nonstop across these weeks. But it's a complicated set of circumstances. And we want to ensure, by the way, through all this, the safety not just of the public, which we have squarely in our focus, and law enforcement involved, but the protesters as well. Scott, your listeners need to know that I really continue to believe the vast majority of the folks that are down there and involved in this protest do so with an intention of being peaceful and with the intention of trying to be law-abiding. But we call on them to recognize that it has morphed outside of that now. And while their individual actions, they may feel like they didn't personally threaten anybody, they didn't personally destroy any property, they're part of an activity that for which they have complicity in that at this point. They're supporting and promoting those efforts. And peaceful protest will always be respected. It'll always be protected. Lawful protest will always be one of the great hallmarks of our country. But when it morphs into trespass and violence and threats and danger and an erosion of public safety, then it gives way. And public safety has to be maintained for everyone's order and safety.
question that also came in by text earlier, and this relates to something you and I have discussed in this program before about whether or not it is possible to lawfully help an unlawful protest in some way. And the question is this. I deliver equipment for a large publicly traded company. I've been told that I may have to deliver to the protest site. I heard on your show it's an illegal protest, so it is it illegal for our company to be doing business with the protesters, and could it be grounds for termination if I refuse to deliver to the protest site?
I think, candidly, I think that person should speak with their legal counsel about the details of their situation. I don't have nearly enough information, but I stand by those statements. You cannot lawfully enhance and support the activities of an unlawful protest. And I think that it is wise for that person and others to question any commerce activity that they've engaged in with folks they know to be involved with that protest site, whether they are swapping out porta potties or anything else that's going on. They should take strong pause and ask themselves whether their activity is in fact enhancing, supporting, prolonging, and in some instances extending the unlawful protest activities. That person asks a great question that only they and their legal counsel can answer, but I stand by our statement. You cannot lawfully participate in an unlawful protest, and people, good, well-intentioned though they may continue to be, they should give serious consideration to any of their activities that may, in fact, enhance the ability of unlawful protesters to continue to do what they're doing. In too many instances, unlawfully trespassing, destroying property, threatening people, and the other activities we've heard too much about.
There was an incident over the weekend in which a fence was broken down and protesters went on to private property about a half a mile, by some estimates, and encountered not only union workers but also security forces with dogs. The narrative that's coming from the protesters is that they were there to stop the desecration of artifacts and a burial ground that had been uncovered by some expert that had been brought in and was the reason for a recent additional lawsuit being filed to stop that. I want to ask you first about that charge. I mean, what do you say about the fact that at this 11th hour of this site, after all of the regulatory process at the federal level with the Corps and at the state level with the Public Service Commission, that there would be artifacts or things that hadn't been already mitigated? Do you believe that to be accurate?
I don't have any way to know whether it's accurate or not. I do know this. Those sites and all the sites along the route is not unknown to anybody. It had to be established and cited through an extensive federal and state process, and it was. And there were a number of hearings and discussions and meetings and offers of of additional meetings. So it was known to them all along the way. And if there was really the concerns that were out there, one would think they had been raised prior to this. But Scott, something else is important. Because sometimes it does happen along any construction path where you're putting in a new roadway or whatever might be happening, that additional artifacts or something of historical significance can be discovered. And there's an entire detailed legal process that is in place and is utilized all across the United States, and North Dakota is no different. And we're vigorous about those matters. We care about them. We care about historical preservation very deeply. That's one of our ethics. So there's a process to be followed, and there's a way that you alert the proper authorities, and then mitigation efforts are undertaken. There's a whole process, none of which was followed here. It does raise the question whether it's a credible claim on behalf of people that some sites are being destroyed. It would be remarkable that this is the first instance that it ever came up when they knew what the site was going to be. That was always public and part of these hearings and the siting of the pipeline. But let's just say, for instance, something was discovered. There's a process, and you got to follow that process. We've had no substantiation of that. I'm not here to stand up on one side or the other of that particular question. I just want to articulate what the process is.
Sure, you bet. No, I appreciate that.
And
the State Historical Preservation Office has already, I guess, weighed in on that, saying there were no historical sites along that route. We're going to chat with them tomorrow on that. More with Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley after this short time out on What's on Your Mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Springs Spa. And Vince, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables Tools here to tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water, and because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now, that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 has moved in Bismarck, new location right next to Sam's Club. Also in front of the Grand Cities Mall, South Washington, Grand Forks, and on 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire in West Fargo. Online at fargohotspring.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Of What's On Your Mind is our old number.com. Find out how you can experience the freedom of making your home phone number as mobile as you are at our old number.com. Just give them a call at 800-774-0530. And for my listeners, they offer free activation with the promo code SCOTT. Experience the freedom of our old number.com. Back with Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota. I know, Drew, you got to run into a meeting, but we do have a text I want to give you a chance to respond to from a listener. I'm tired of the Lieutenant Governor calling this an illegal protest, as he has been for weeks. If it is illegal, do something about it. Otherwise, it is not. Quit saying it or do something about it, period.
Yeah, I'll paraphrase that. I think there are people who you know, would like to see, and I think it's a small number, frankly, who would like to see something dealt with like this, dealt with extreme force from the very beginning, because that sounds exciting or something, or maybe romantic. That could be sweep in and do that. At the end of the day, we're balancing a lot of interests: the public safety, an appropriate response to the situation, and recognizing that you know, you've got 4,000 people down there in this encampment and in the surrounding area right now, and dealing with that activity. I can assure that listener, though, and everyone else, that obviously a number of arrests have been made in recent days. Some of the checkpoints, some in the surrounding area. Obviously, numbers of people were arrested for trespass. There's been a warrant issued yesterday for the arrest of a presidential candidate as a result of what is alleged to be her illegal activity at the scene, which was all out on video. Law enforcement has been responding to the scenes of different activities taking place, and there are plans in place for additional arrests in the days ahead and additional warrants being put together, a host of activities. And there's going to be an important announcement today. We can assure people that as we work on this, we balance the best we can the interests in place. And we recognize that sometimes there's going to be frustration when people do not have the complete picture in front of them. And so we've explored our options throughout. And we have gone about trying to preserve the public peace and trying to preserve security for everyone that's involved. And moving forward, we recognize that tomorrow is an important day in this whole process, because there's going to be a court decision out in Washington, D.C., which will likely have an impact on what's happening here in North Dakota. And we're prepared to respond to that and also be proactive in the days ahead. We are also at the same time in continual discussions with people who have an interest in this coming to a peaceful conclusion and the protest being disbanded. And those efforts are important as well. And I'll probably, a good place to end there is calling again on well-intentioned people who engage in this protest with the hope that it would be peaceful and law-abiding, recognizing what it's morphed into, and that they can extract themselves at this point. They can leave this protest to comment another day and in other lawful, peaceful ways. And they can do that, and they won't be stopped on the way out of the camp as they're leaving. But at the end of the day, it's time to disband the protest in these hours and days ahead. And we call on the people who went out there with peaceful and law-abiding intentions to recognize what it's become, and that they have the opportunity to withdraw from that.
All right, we'll let you go. I know you got to get back into the meeting. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate the time today. And update
you.
On an ongoing situation. Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley joining us from the Capitol. There will be a press conference coming up at 11:30 today to update the public on public safety measures in response to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Governor Jack Dalrymple will be there, along with the head of the North Dakota National Guard, Major General Al Dorman, and Colonel Mike Gerhardt of the Highway Patrol in North Dakota, taking questions and making, as you heard Drew say, a major announcement today. So we look forward to that. We'll have that as well. How does this end? I think every leader, whether it be the lieutenant governor, the governor, the sheriff, the highway patrol, the National Guard, along with the Native American leaders and others, using this as a fundraising approach. By the way, over 500,000 now on GoFundMe. You found the page, Todd, right? And there was at 500,000 was the latest. So
yeah,
it's continuing. A couple of texts I want to get in here. A lot of texts today. Todd Scott, the Dakota Access Pipeline protest is no longer a protest. It's a riot. Simple as that. Has been for the last couple of weeks. Those professional rioters better believe we are ready to exercise our Second Amendment rights to protect our homes and, more importantly, our families. All right. Well, I hear that in the voices of many. And it's one of the reasons I worry about how this will end. I think these leaders all, tribal leaders, you know, green extremists that are coming here for their cause, elected leaders, law enforcement, how do you want this to end? How should it end? Voice that. Talk that through. And then make it happen. Because it can end ugly. I think we've seen plenty of opportunities for that. In the beginning, says another texter, I was teetering on the side of the protesters when one of them started calling people racist who saw it the other way. It kind of turned me against them. But when they start messing with school buses and private property and farmers, that's where I draw the line. I'll take the side of private property owners and kids over them every time. End the protest. Is it true someone donated a large sum of money in Morton County to pay for bail money for anyone arrested at the protest? Don't know, but I've heard of wads of cash whenever they need to bail anybody out. So, sacred gravesite or secret gravesite? It seems it appeared when they lost the debate over the word peaceful. Yeah, interesting point there, too. All right, folks, we'll do this all over again tomorrow. Grant Levi, head of the North Dakota Department of Transportation, along with the state archaeologist from the Historical Society, joining us tomorrow on the program as well. Our thanks in part to our sponsors today, including Piper's Auction Company. Don't forget, mark September 21st on your calendar. They're opening up the new auction center in North America. Big sale. A lot of equipment will be there. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners and our advertisers that love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day, does about $1.8 million in business every month, and he said, you know what, the majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow, and that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on four radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.